This is our third and final site of the Floating Wetlands project.
This area called Turning Basin. It was a natural widened part of Yarra River before the colonial white settlement here. And it became a very natural place for the ship to arrive and turn around. And the name Enterprise Park is for the ship arrive called Enterprise. And so this become a very interesting culture spot for both of the white settlement culture and the Aboriginal culture where the river naturally widened. And across Flinders Street is the Immigration Museum. It was an old custom house and now turned into Immigration Museum. It have many exhibits of the immigration history to Melbourne, and it have the story of people from different countries, how they arrive. So what we try to create here is eventually you can walk in the middle of the river where the floating wetlands are and give you a close the experience of the river. Well, that's just what we're trying to achieve.
So you'll see we've got another two wetlands set up here. These ones are a little bit further offshore. They're very similar to the first one that we saw in that they're covered in that scoria rock and tan bark or bush mulch. And they have similar habitat features with the perching structures, and they are getting those larger banisters installed later this afternoon, which will be really exciting. And I can't see too much activity from where I am right now. We do have a silver gull using one of the perching structures. There's a lot of silver gulls or seagulls at this particular site because we're quite close to the restaurants and Crown Casino and that. So there's plenty of food for them. I'm out monitoring these sites once a fortnight until the end of the year, which obviously is helping to collect data on the types of animals that are coming and visiting these sites, but I can't be here 24/7. So if any of you happen to work in the area, happen to live in the area, and come past these sites, we would love your help in actually monitoring the animals that are turning up. So iNaturalist is an app where you can take a photo of any animal or other plant or fungi, and you can upload it to that site and link it to a project that we have there called the Birrarung Trial Floating Wetlands. And that just helps us to kind of see what other birds or animals that are turning up. So there's already some really great photos people have uploaded. I don't know if they've got better cameras than I do, but we've got pictures of some cormorants that are hanging out on those perching structures, which is great, and lots of the black swans at the last site when they were visiting last year. So yeah, it's another really helpful data source for us to kind of see what's turning up when we're not here.
Thank you very much for your participation. And I hope you keep following us on the Green Line project and provide us with your comments and what you want to see in this journey.